Tribes, chapter 15. Kevin pressed himself against the wall. He'd never been so scared in his life. Why was he here? He kept thinking. He didn't want revenge. That feeling had passed in an instant. Yet here he was with the rest of the tribe, waiting to ambush the rebels. Ambush? Was he crazy? Only weeks ago, he had thought the gangs acted as if they lived in an old Clint Eastwood Western. He had laughed at them. Now he was one of them. There was a sudden noise from the dark alley. What was it? Stones being kicked? He held his breath. He knew that somewhere in the gloomy doorways of this alley, Doc and Torrey and the other members of the tribe were, like him, pressed into the blackness, making themselves invisible. Were they as scared as he was? Somehow he didn't think so. When he'd heard the plan, Torrey had been jubilant. Quality man, quality plan, he had yelled. I can't wait. Doc, though unsmiling, seemed equally enthusiastic. He was the one who had suggested the alley is a perfect place to hide. No, Kevin couldn't imagine they'd be afraid. Doc knew he was, however. For once, his mouth had curved into a smile as he taunted him. Will you be able to manage that night, or will you have to stay home with your mummy? He could never show Doc he was afraid, so he stayed there, holding his breath, his heart beating like a drum, and he waited. And the plan? That was simple. So simple, Kevin was sure it wouldn't work. Even the rebels wouldn't be that stupid. Salon was a decoy, leading them into the trap. Let me be the decoy, Torrey had pleaded. But that wouldn't work so well, Salon had explained. It has to be me. McAfee hates me. If he sees me alone, right in the middle of rebel territory, he'll chase me for sure. They'll all chase me, and I'll lead them to you. But what if they catch you? Kevin had asked. And Salam had turned to him as if he'd just said something funny. Catch me? Catch Salam? Torrey gave Kevin a push. You've never seen Salam run. Nobody runs like Salam. Salam was Torrey's hero. Nobody runs like Salam. Well, Kevin hoped no one was going to expect him to run too fast. Running was not his strong point. A sound. In the distance. Kevin strained his ears to hear it. Getting louder. Closer. Yes. Feet running, splashing through puddles, then more feet and cries and yells. Closer. The chase was on. And suddenly Salam raced into view. Kevin could just make out his features caught by a dim light hanging over one of the buildings. His smile was gone, replaced by a grim determination. And boy, Torrey was right. Salam could run. He moved like an athlete, all his concentration on speed, faster and faster, with his jacket flying behind him. All at once, the rebels were behind him like a pack of hunting dogs chasing a rabbit. The rebels with McAfee at the front. We'll get him, he yelled, egging the rest of the gang on. Not that they needed much persuasion. Here was a notorious Salam alone, and they were closing in on him. Or they thought they were. Salam whizzed past the doorway. On his heels, the rebels. Kevin moved even further into the darkness. It wasn't time. Not yet. Doc's high-pitched whistle was the signal for the tribe to emerge from the doorways. When it came, seconds later, Kevin didn't even think. He was off, and he joined in the tribal roar as they raced after the rebels. The rebels were no longer the hunters. They were the hunted. The roar behind them took them totally by surprise. Some of them stumbled as they turned to see what was happening. McAfee glanced back, and his face was something to see. He'd been tricked. He was furious, but he was also afraid. When they realise they're trapped, Salam had said, they'll run. Scatter in all directions. So watch McAfee. He's the one we're after. When we get him, we get our revenge. He was right. In a panic, the rebels forgot Salam. They ran, trying to find a path through the tribe. The other members of the tribe chased after the rebels, but Salam, Doc, Torrey and Kevin ringed McAfee. It was McAfee Salam wanted, and suddenly McAfee was alone and trapped. Salam had led him deliberately into a blind alley. It led nowhere. When McAfee realised there was nowhere for him to run, he turned, ready to fight. Yet he was afraid. Kevin could see it in his eyes. What were they going to do to McAfee now? He hadn't asked, hadn't followed the plan that far. Now they had McAfee in their power and could do anything to him. And what really frightened Kevin was the fact that he liked the feeling. Here was a boy who had tried to ruin his parents' day. Here was a boy who had been ready to do anything to him in the underground car park. He'd been so arrogant then. Well, he wasn't arrogant now. As Salam stepped in front of him, McAfee licked the sweat from his lip. Thought you had me, eh? Salam taunted him. Not this time. Not ever. Salam didn't take his eyes off him. He called back to the others. So what are we going to do with him? Dot looked at Kevin. You decide, he said. We're doing this for you. Salam agreed. Yes, Kev, you decide. He could tell them to do anything to McAfee, and he knew they would do it. McAfee was totally in his power, and McAfee was afraid.